An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. In this segment, we're making sure students are prepared to handle money as they begin their college lives. We're joined by Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group, based in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, good to have you back on the program. And this is, if I understand it correctly, pretty personal here for you.
This is incredibly personal because we're sending our oldest boy off to college and we're hopping in the minivan and traveling north to the great state of Michigan on Saturday. So I think these talking points aren't just what people should be doing, it's what we're actually doing. And I think the first thing everyone is struggling with, us included, was how much money to actually give your child as a monthly allowance in college.
Yeah, and so how do you figure that out? Obviously, it depends on each parent's income, but how do you figure out what's a healthy amount to give the student to work with?
Well, as clients are asking me this, the first thing I'm doing is reminding them that a pizza costs a heck of a lot more than it did some 25 to 30 years ago. And what we're finding is that depending on the meal plan that the student has on campus, that number probably needs to be somewhere between 100 on the low side, 300 on the very, very high side per month. So what we told Connor is, hey, you're starting off with 200 a month for the first 2 months, and we're going to revisit thereafter.
And you make him give an account for how he spends that money before you decide whether to give him more?
Well, you know what we're doing is we're kind of doing this as a partnership. I mean, that's kind of what higher education is. So we've gone ahead and established a bank account with a banking institution that also has branches both at the school and here to make it easy for us to transfer money back and forth and kind of monitor. But one of the things we were discussing as a family just the other week is it's not going to be enough for Connor to have a debit card where he can go ahead and do his spending, which gives him access to the ATMs. He's also going to have to go away with a credit card just in case something pops up as an emergency.
And along with that, I would imagine, is credit monitoring to make sure that no one steals his identity or anything like that.
You know what? I am so happy you said that, because study after study proves that those in the 18 to 24 age category are the most susceptible to identity theft because they just haven't been taught, like we are at work, to be so careful with our passwords, so careful with our personally identifiable information, and given the students, not as bad as it used to be, but they still get mailed things like pre-approved credit card offers. And how many students do you know that have a shredder in their dorm room?
And what if they call you and go, Dad, I've already burned through my money here, and I still got another week in the month left. What do you do? Do you send more money?
Well, I tell you what, we've already told our son, welcome to adulthood. There is no bailout coming. And I'm actually, in a weird way, Cisco, I'm looking forward to it, because I know that our oldest son, Connor, is eventually going to have a month where he's got 3 weeks worth of money and 4 weeks worth of bills. And I kind of look forward to teaching him a lesson about a little financial suffering and humility, because it's going to go an awful long way to teaching a lifetime of basic money management skills. So, nope. No bailout when they overspend.
Yeah, definitely will. Thank you, Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove, joining us on this.